So let's review. The Gemara rules, Aval also l'shamash mitasa b'may evloi. Marital relations are forbidden during the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning. Shmuel lists which laws of mourning may or may not be observed on Shabbos. Priyas HaRosh, Chazaras Karla Achayrov, Zakifa Samita, Chayva. On Shabbos, the mourner must remove his mourner's head covering, turn the tear on his garment to the back, and set his bed upright in its regular position so as not to show Avelis publicly. However, Ne'ilas HaSandal, Tashmish Shamita, Rechitzis Yadayim, Beraglayim, Bechamin, Arvis, Rishus. He can choose to not wear shoes and not to engage in marital relations and not to wash his hands and feet with hot water for Shabbos because Lav Kula Almu Avidi Desayim Misaynayu. For some, it's normal not to wear shoes on Shabbos. Therefore, his not wearing shoes and not engaging in marital relations and not washing with hot water are not an obvious sign of Avelis. However, Rav says, Af Priyas HaRosh Rishus. He can also choose not to remove the head covering because Lav Kula Almu Avidi Demegal Rishayu. For some, it's normal to leave one's head covering on Shabbos. However, Shmuel argues because kol atifa she'ena katifas yishma'elim ena atifa. The mourner must wrap his head like the yishma'elim, meaning ad goyve de dikna, until his cheeks below his mouth. And this is an obvious sign of mourning. However, Shmuel agrees if yeshlay menolim beraglov, menolov mechichin alov. If he's wearing shoes, which shows that he's not observing the laws of mourning, he does not need to uncover his head. Shmuel rules kol korea she'ena b'shas chimum ena korea. One only tears his garment when his grief is strongest, which is at the beginning of mourning. Otherwise, it's not considered a mitzvah of kriya, and rather it's an avera of Baal Tashchis. The Gemara lists two exceptions. One, shani rabbanon, dekiven dechol shaita midkari shmaitayu k'shas chimum dami. The Rabbanon would tear for each other for many consecutive days each time they put on other clothes because they constantly mention their teachings and their grief remains strong. 2. For the honor of one's parents, if the mourner changes his clothing, he tears again. The Gemara rules, Ein Avelis b'Shabbos. One does not observe the laws of mourning on Shabbos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvarim shebetzina noyik. One observes them in private. Therefore, Matayel ba'unkali b'soich beisai, he can wear his torn garments in his home. The Gemara cites a braisa regarding mourning young children. Kol lamed yoim tinok yoytze b'cheik. If a child dies within 30 days after birth, it's carried out by hand to be buried. Ve'ein oimdin alav b'shura, ve'ein oimim alav b'rechas aveilim v'tanchumei aveilim. We do not stand in a row to console the mourners, nor do we recite the mourners' bracha, nor do we console them for 7 days. Ben shloishim yoytze b'dluskima. If the child died when it was already 30 days old, it's buried in a box. And Rabbi Yehuda explains that it's carried in an honorable manner by two people. And we do observe all the usual forms of mourning. Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, Yoytze B'mita. If the child was more than 1 year old, he's carried out on a bier as an adult. Regarding the Hesper, the Braisa cites two opinions. One, Aniim B'nei Sholesh, Ashirim B'nei Chamesh. Poor people conduct hespedim for children over 3, while wealthy people only begin from age 5. 2. Aniim b'nei chamesh, ashirim b'nei shesh. The poor begin at 5, and the wealthy from 6. And Rashi explains, she'ani mitzta'ar abon av yosef b'nei asher, lefi she'ein lo simcha acheres. The poor are more pained by the loss of their children because they have no other sources of joy. The Gemara rules like the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah on Daf Yotes, Rosh Hashanah v'kipurim kirugolim. Not only Shavuos, but also Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered Yom Tovim to interrupt Shiva. The Gemara rules, Yom Echad Lefnei Atzeres Va'atzeres. If one observes 1 day of mourning before Shavuos, it's considered like the full Shiva, and Shavuos itself is also considered like a week, because Atzeres Yesh Lo Tashlum in Kol Shiva. One can bring the Karbanis of Shavuos for an entire week. Therefore, Arekan Arba Asar. It's considered as if you already observed 14 days of the Shleishim. Similarly, Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Hashanah Harei Kan Arba Asar. The same applies if he mourns 1 day before Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, Yom Echad Lefnei HaChag V'Chag U'Shmini Shaloi Harei Kan Esrim V'Echad Yom. If one mourns for a day before Sukkot, it's considered a full week. Sukkot itself is a week, and Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tif and considered another week. And so, these 9 days are considered 21 days of the Shleishim.